and welcome to today's episode of the Cozy Pillow Talk. I sound very happy today because, I mean, the day has been a challenging day, I must say. I mean, it starts snowing and everyone knows I hate snow. Some people love snow. We'll get back to that later. But also, I want to congratulate myself for having over 300 listened podcasts. It's a time for me to celebrate. And if people want to clap, they can clap as well. Woo-hoo! Just so you know, I mean, it's pretty obvious at this point, I'm not alone. I have two of my very good friends with me, Anna and Kevin. They're both here. They're very French. They want to talk. And I think I want to talk too. I think we have some things to say. Some of them has been laughing a bit too much and just getting into the spirit, all the giggly spirit. Some of them think that they can keep their shit together when they probably can't.
We will.
Are you sure you can?
I can.
I'm not sure about Anna. She seems like she can't really. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm very good.
And also, I mean, the pressure's on. Like, making a podcast is not the easiest thing. I mean, it's not the easiest thing to, like, legit do for the very first time. Mm-hmm. I had struggles my first time, and I hate my first podcast. And by the way, everyone who listens to my first podcast, can you stop? It's really bad.
And I actually liked it.
No, I think it's so bad.
I did.
Kevin, it's so bad.
No. It was good.
Every time I see, like...
You think it's bad because it's the first one, so you see all the mistakes you made, but listening to it for the first time, it was fine.
Are you sure? Because
would I lie? I wouldn't. No, it was good.
Are you sure? Okay. Yeah. Because, like, it's my first podcast, mm-hmm. and the thing is, like, that's the one that has the most listeners I've ever got. Ever.
Yeah.
And I see, like, the numbers always going higher and higher. And I'm like, why are people listening to
because
that
it's
one?
It's the introduction
it's
to
true.
Your channel, like, to who you are.
I really wish I had a different introduction, but...
Hey, you have the following one.
That's true. I have, like, the following ones, but yeah. It is a bit different being on a podcast, hearing your voice and all the other stuff. So, like...
Yeah, you're more difficult with yourself.
Yeah, I take I'm very harsh with myself. Mm-hmm. I'm like you did this wrong.
And probably,
that's how you progress.
I know,
so
right?
That's fine.
Probably you're the only one that heard the mistakes. So.
Yeah, like if I listen now to that podcast, mm-hmm. I criticize every single point. I'm like, oh, she shouldn't have done that. You're so wrong doing that.
Yeah, but when you ask people about it,
yeah,
true.
Do they say that or do they say it was
no,
good?
No, some people they're like, oh, it was a little bit awkward. But
because maybe they know
one.
You.
That's true, yeah.
Do they know
yeah.
you?
Yeah, the one that I asked, like,
yeah.
they know me for sure.
Okay.
So I guess with the time, I did get better, which is like.
And I'm
hope.
Sure people who don't really know you, they don't really think it's.
They probably don't think it's. Like, they're probably just like, oh, she started something, and, like, let's just get into it.
You're overthinking it.
Well, I mean, I overthink fun. Everything
yeah,
in my
I
life.
I forgot about it.
Anyways. We came together because we haven't seen each other in, like, ages. It's been legit ages, like, us three all together. I mean, I've seen Kevin on Sunday,
yeah.
And I've seen Anna Monday.
Yeah.
But us three was,
us
like,
three
months.
Was like
months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We thought, like, the last time, like, we were talking about the last time we saw each other, and we were like, oh, when was it? And then I remember I gave them, like, some little sex cookies, muffins, stuff like that I got as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely sugary. Extremely.
No, but, like, on the top with the
that was just sugar. That was just sugar.
But the muffin itself was perfect.
Right, it tasted good. It was just
it
like
was
that. That I did take the top coating off. It was fun to just see what kind of sex position one's got as like
yes,
a muffin.
Exactly.
But in the same time, like, yeah. But, like, that was around September-ish, if I can recall, because I got the package around in September.
Yeah.
And
so it's been
and September was a good month. Did we all have a good month in September?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were we confined in September?
No,
we weren't.
So it was
a good month.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no, confinement started in November.
November, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, like, people were gone and, like, mm-hmm. like people were around the world traveling or something like that in 2020 or something like that. I'm not even sure.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's true, right? But, like, we were... Like, because the thing is, like, we've been through confinement. We've been through a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
We've been through basically the first confinement we had in Paris, which was from March till...
May 11th.
Oh, yeah, May 11th, right. I was like, May
because
something.
Because that's the day we came together
mm-hmm.
and had the longest walk in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we're exhausted AF.
But it was, like, the best walk ever.
It was.
Like, even if Anna had, like, problems going up the stairs at the Sacré Cœur.
Yeah, it's been such a long time since I walked. Because when you are
at home,
you don't really walk when you're at home.
It's true, because like your apartment is like this big, so you just walk from one side to the other. You know, you go to the bathroom, then you go back on your bed. You go, like you're sitting most of the time, anyways.
Mm-hmm. And we actually haven't went out one time.
Oh yeah, your lockdown was different.
Yeah.
To compare to mine and Kevin's.
Yeah, it was like. Yeah.
Like, it, like if Anna says she hasn't walked outside, she's dead serious.
Yeah, yeah. Like, for 2 months, we stayed home because Mom was really scared.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know what was the virus.
Yeah.
And so she thought we should just stay.
Which is really insane. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
When I was like, oh, how do you guys do groceries? You're like, no, one person goes out.
I'm like, oh my gosh, thank
you. And you guys are quite a lot in your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're six.
Six.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was just like one, and sometimes someone else.
It was
you know?
Too much.
Like, oh yeah, I was like me myself. I was so overwhelmed. I was like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed myself. It's not even. How many were you?
I think we were six or seven. Can't remember, but we were a lot.
You guys were a lot of people.
We were a lot, but
that's a lot.
Yeah, I'm glad it's over.
Would you do it again?
No.
Would one have to pay you money to do it again?
Yeah.
How much?
Like big money.
What's your price?
What's my price?
One
month. I think at least 10K.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least, like starting price, 10K.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. But we survived. Well, not that much, but
yeah,
I mean, true.
Like, we survived. We came out in pieces, you know? Like, we were still a whole thing. I mean, like, the first day we met was on May 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Best day on earth.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to celebrate every single year, you know?
Yeah,
even when I have kids, I'm like celebrating my kids like May 11th, you know?
And I think it's a bank day, no?
Is it a bank day?
Is it?
I think so. It's like armistice.
Oh, arm. Oh!
It's 8th.
Or is it 9th?
Because 1st of May is Labor Day.
Yeah.
And 8th is the.
I think Anna's going to go check. Like, we're not dumb. We have history.
No,
we all studied stuff. So, like, if someone's listening thinking, like, wow, they're really stupid. They don't know their dates. We know it, but we're just a bit fuzzy.
Yeah, you're right. It's the 8th.
Oh, it's the 8th. Okay. Yeah.
Well, my bad. But, yeah, it was the best day ever. And
we legit went to almost whole Paris.
Yeah.
Did we didn't go to the Eiffel Tower, or did we?
But we saw her.
We saw her from
Place Concorde.
Oh,
we went to the Louvre. And then we did Rue de Rivoli.
Yeah.
And to the Sacré-Cœur, Opéra, I think.
Did we do the Champs-Élysées?
We did the Champs-Élysées.
Oh, we did the Champs-Élysées.
We went down the Champs-Élysées.
Oh my gosh.
And then we went to Sacré-Cœur.
Yes.
No.
We walked a ton. That's why my legs hurt.
Yeah, like at one point we're walking up the stairs at Sacré-Cœur and Anna was like, guys, my leg, it's not happening. We're just like, I can still go, but I'm having pain.
Yeah.
Oh, we also got food on that day.
We did.
Yeah.
You got something.
Kebab.
We got a kebab. And
I had a crepe.
Rice.
A crepe au Nutella.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Alex.
What, ugh. Like,
your favorite.
The worst part is that was with Nutella, that's why. Like, that's the only part but or else we had a really fine day.
Yeah.
But mentally, how did you guys feel? What were your challenges?
So, for me, actually, first confinement was the best, but, like, not the best, but
it was the worst,
better,
but the best.
Better than the other ones. Well, the other one,
sad that there's more.
But the first one, it was so hard the first 2 weeks because, you know, as you know, you both know, I travel a lot. And so this time I couldn't travel and I couldn't get distracted. So
mm-hmm.
I had to face my own reality, my own challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So it was hard because the first 2 weeks I just had to like face my breakup and everything.
Oh my goodness, same though.
It was hard, but then being faced and had to like work on
mm-hmm.
it actually helped me to find peace at the end of this confinement. So it was good, but just one is good.
Yeah, just one,
just
right?
One
and thing is like, but thing is like, that confinement was also long as hell.
Yeah.
It was very long.
2 months.
Like legit, like people have to be inside 2 months. And also
mm-hmm.
like the rules that we had in general, like we couldn't go outside, like
mm-hmm.
just because we want to go outside. At one point they even banned sports during
mm-hmm.
the normal day. So you had to like do sports either after 7 p.m. I think, right?
It was a different thing. I don't even remember. But yeah,
I think everyone
like
clapped
that,
at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
clapped outside
yeah.
at 8 p.m., which
oh,
is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, but like, first one could do sports. And then after 7 p.m. they were like, no, they were like from 10 p.m. from 10 a.m. in the day to 7 p.m. in the day, you can't do sports.
Something like that.
I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, I think it was that, because at 7 you could see everybody.
Everyone is outside running. Oh, yes.
Like you could do groceries and stuff in the day.
But only for an hour.
For an hour. And I remember we were going to Lidl, because we have a Lidl next to our place.
Oh.
And that was so funny, because we were so paranoid, because we don't know anything that was happening. So like, we would get our groceries, and like, people in Lidl, you know Lidl, how
we know Lidl,
people just like smashed together, and we're like,
oh my gosh,
don't touch me, like, stay away from me. And like, we would come home, like, take like a shower and wash like everything we bought with like the product to just like clean everything.
You put it in
bad.
The bath,
and then you put it on the balcony so it just dries out.
Okay,
and just, like,
that's what you guys did.
Yeah, we did it every time we went.
No way.
We put shopping. It in the bathroom.
Yeah, in the bathtub
and wash
and
everything we could.
Yeah.
My mom was like crazy about it. She even put like plastics on her shoes.
She's like radioactive everything.
I didn't want to go out with her and be like, this is my mom, you know?
I don't know.
Your mom, like, if an apocalypse happens, Anna's mom is the first person.
Ready.
You know?
But my mom, like, something you should know, she's like super nice, super like, not strict at all in life in general.
She has a big
when
heart,
there is,
right?
Like,
yeah,
like super like simple, but when there is a virus, she's so scared.
She becomes a different person.
Yeah, exactly.
No way. Like, I mean, I did my own shopping, and honestly, I did not wipe down anything except like I washed my hands and like put, you know, the whole like make sure with the hand sanitizer I'm okay, but like I did not rewash my groceries.
No, I mean, remember, we would go out with gloves and everything, and like we wouldn't touch anything without gloves.
Really?
And now that I think about it, I'm like, did
we went
do
crazy.
That?
Yeah,
really?
We went crazy.
But yeah, that was what everybody
the, and the funny thing is, because like, I mean, funny but also really sad, is that like COVID wasn't as bad as it was later on in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like when the second wave hit and we had like 80,000 cases a day, I was like, well, this is worse than it was like before.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved on and we had our second confinement.
Mm-hmm.
Which I escaped.
You like, left.
Yeah,
it was too much for you.
Yeah, like the first, like the day Macron announced it, I called my parents and I was like, can I come home again? And they were like, why? And I'm like, we're going under lockdown again. They're like, okay, yeah, come home, you know? But that was like in November 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just stayed until January because, like, why not?
No,
it felt like you went for long time.
Yeah, it also did feel like it was ages.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, was it as bad as the first confinement?
I think, well, it depends. I think the first one, for me at least, was the worst, because when you were saying that you were faced with your own thoughts and everything, I think in the beginning, well, in my place, we were in party mode.
Oh yeah, so, you guys look like you had a lot of fun.
Yes.
We had a lot of fun in the beginning.
Yeah,
like, we would have parties every night, just watch movies, go to bed at 4 p.m., wake up at 3 p.m. No, go to bed at 4 a.m., wake up at 3 p.m., you know, those kind of days. But after a while,
it stopped.
It just kind of stopped, and we got depressed a lot. Well, I did, actually.
Yeah.
And I was like, gosh, can I keep going? And then I started to get into a thinking mode, because it was when the Black Lives Matter was like breaking.
Like, oh yeah, it was like starting to pop out, wasn't
and
it?
I got into it bad, and it was like I was depressed AF, like all day, every day, and I could not do anything else but just looking at it.
Oh yeah,
and it was
right.
bad, because like we were all isolated and something that big was happening and you couldn't do anything. Because
I had to think of like the moment, like where I was when Black Lives Matters like happened.
I can't remember the specific day.
I can't remember the
remember
date, but I remember like
the
vibe itself, because I was already in my other, because I had to move during this whole confinement thing.
Yeah, you moved,
A girl got kicked out of her apartment. Don't ask me why. There's too many details for that, you know?
But go back to the podcast
go
with
back,
the roommate.
Exactly. Go back to the podcast, listen, the one called Paris with a Problem. There was a real problem there. Anyways, a girl got kicked out of during confinement of her own place. And then I lived in this other place with my friend Julie, close to Bastille somewhere. And after, when we were there, that's when Black Lives Matters happened.
I think so, yeah.
Because I remember every, like, all the black posts on Instagram, I was like, I'm not seeing anything anymore. I'm like looking that, for a
I
selfie.
I thought there was something going wrong. I was like, oh, Instagram is down today. I was like, what's happening?
Me too. I was thinking the same thing. But, like, true, that happened. But I was, like, personally, I wasn't as angry as you were.
I was mad.
Like,
I
don't know. So, like, something happens with Kevin. Once he gets mad about something, he gets mad for a really long time and very bad. Like I'm like, I get it, but. Gosh.
No, but I think for this one it was legit because I never had that. Well, I never took on the issue of everything that was happening with her.
Never went deep, that
yeah.
deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always like was like, well, it happened. But
yeah.
This one hit home because I didn't have anything to do. So
it's true.
I could just focus on it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what was kind of good and bad about the confinement is that.
It was the first one?
That was the first one.
I got to go like deep into myself and in normal life you don't have to because you're always busy with work, you don't have time.
Which is so good sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
To get distracted.
But once you don't have the distraction anymore, you go to bed and you're like, now what?
also because you go to bed and you can't sleep first of all.
No,
like
can't.
You've been awake you know, maybe like over 24 hours, you know? So your sleeping pattern's shit anyways.
Oh. Yeah.
But like in the same time you're just there and you're kind of realizing every single detail.
Yeah.
Sleeping pattern changed so much. I'm an early person. I never
sleep. Yeah, Kevin, you were like the guy at 7 a.m. going out for a jog.
Yeah.
I was like, is this guy crazy?
Like,
yeah.
For me, sleeping in is like waking up at 9 a.m. Yeah.
That's the time I go to bed.
I'm like, wow, I had such a good night. But first confinement, I would wake up at like 2 p.m., 3 p.m. And I was like, I'm so tired. I just gonna go back to a nap or something.
Wow.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
How's your sleeping pattern?
Well,
we know her sleeping pattern.
But the thing is, by her, something was wrong. Like, her sleeping, something was wrong with Anna sleeping. Like, I don't know, she texts me at 3 a.m., like, 3 p.m. She's like, I just woke up. I had 15 hours of sleep. But I'm so tired. I'm like...
So, something you have to know is that, yeah, I would sleep, like, 15 hours
straight.
And then to, like, 20 hours straight. So I knew I had
to sleep. She would skip a day. Just like, I'm done with today. I'm just sleeping.
I knew I had to see someone, like, to fix it. You know, someone,
yeah,
a
someone
sleeping therapist.
Yeah,
something
sleeping
like
doctor,
like,
I'd say.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I went to see. And we actually talked for an hour about my life. So I'd said everything.
Mm-hmm.
And since this day, I don't sleep more than 15 hours. So I would recommend everyone
to go to sleeping doctor.
To go to a sleeping doctor if they sleep too much, because maybe there is something you don't want to talk about, or you don't even know that it's like tricking you,
triggering you.
Yeah. And so talking about it and just seeing other people or seeing like to a therapist or someone will actually make you go out from your mind. And you wouldn't have it to deal with it.
I mean, it's true.
So this happened. And so during confinement, everything was fine. Like, seriously.
So you slept normal?
Yeah, I think I slept normal. Like, I just don't really remember because I finished my exams at the end of the first confinement.
Oh, yeah, true. Right.
At the beginning of the first confinement. Yeah.
No, first confinement. Like, I think for me, the hardest thing about confinement was being alone. Like, as much as I love to be alone because I did not like... the situation I was before the confinement, let's just put it like that in a very nice way. I just did not like that, like, and I always wanted to be alone, but then all of a sudden I was alone. But thing is, I'd rather have been alone than being with her confined. Even if I hated being alone during confinement, I would have hated more being with her during confinement.
Yeah,
let's just say
to
like that.
Oh yeah, because you would have been just the two of you.
Oh hell no.
24/7.
Ask me to do it again, and you, I would,
or
like,
killed her.
Like
oh my gosh.
Yeah, like something would have happened, you know. Like I think maybe I would have taken my own life at that point. Like not to make fun
no.
of suicide, but Anna. Like
yeah, no.
There's many times I looked at the balcony. I was like, I'm like. One more day.
No.
Really?
Just kidding.
It was bad.
It's better to feel like good with yourself than being with someone.
I know exactly, but like it's kind of like I had to like legit face the actual problems I had. You know, like I was in that point. Like I just came out of a breakup at some point after that because it started like well not just fresh. It was kind of a bit afterwards, but it still felt too fresh for my mind. I mean, after 5 years, you're kind of like, everything's fresh, you know? Yeah. But like, that was going through my mind. And then after also like the fact of like, just, I don't know, just like the things that I did never want to think about, you know, just like the general, like just my personal stuff, my personal problems, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then after the fact that I got kicked out and had to find out how to move during confinement, and you guys both know, it was tough in Paris. You can't just like go out to go out.
No, you can't.
You can't. And like, there was so much like lack of understanding from people, from other people's sides, where they're like, oh, you just need to leave your apartment. Like, no.
It's a pandemic, a global pandemic. You don't leave like that.
If Macron says everything is closing, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, and even when I was in the Ubers and stuff like that, trying to, you know, bring my things to like other places and stuff like that, like police, they would stop the cars. Like, they would be like, okay, where are you going to? They luckily never stopped me, luckily.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I see them stop other cars. They just pick like selected cars and they're like, where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
They would actually check. Like, it's not just a simple thing where you're like, oh, I can move from one house to the next. No. There are police. And even if I just went to go do groceries, you see the police walking or driving around. They were on their bikes and they were checking. Like, I saw them check some people out.
Very strict.
Exactly. And, like, you can't just, like, you know, chill.
Yeah, it's like a movie, you know?
I know. And the thing is, like, you never thought it was going to happen.
You know the Hunger Games? Like,
I know Hunger Games. Never seen it, though. I don't know. Yes, I don't. The thing is, like, I just don't like Jennifer Lawrence's face.
What? I like her.
I really like the both movies. They're really good. Well, but anyway.
No, for me, it was like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
Oh, Black Mirror.
Oh, Black Mirror.
Yeah, obviously.
I love Black Mirror.
She's like, Alex is like, quiet.
What?
You don't like
you
it?
You never seen it?
Is it a movie? Is it a...
Oh, my
God.
It's
a TV show on Netflix.
No, really?
Who are you?
Hey, I just watched Bridgerton. Are we happy for that?
Yeah,
you guys already seen it.
She just watched Bridgerton. It's January 24th. And it came out a month ago when everybody watched it.
And I always watch things late.
Yeah.
So if I watch it and not
before,
Alex,
it's a
Black
sign.
Mirror.
No, Black Mirror is like a post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, I love it.
TV show, and it's like a near future situation where there's like decay of society, and it's basically what would happen in an episode,
and
like
some,
a pandemic.
Some episodes actually happen right now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's just well done. Like for me, I just think it's so well done.
Do I need to watch it?
Yeah,
oh,
you have
need to watch it.
We will
watch
it. Like after this, we will watch the first episode.
Anna's very confident. Like she's saying with so much confidence, as if we had that much time, you know? As if they don't have a curfew.
We're in a curfew, and we have like 20 minutes left before we need to go home, because it's going to be 6 p.m.
The first episode is bad.
Mm-hmm.
For me, but then the other ones are good. Like
with
pig.
With the pig.
It's so. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I don't like this episode. But the
other
ones are really good.
Oh, obviously, I don't know what happened. I've never seen it.
So, the Prime Minister of England.
Are you sure you want to tell her?
Has to do something with a pig.
Sex with a pig?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
But, like, he looks like a pig himself. So, it's like he's having. No? Prime Minister. Boris Johnson, he's pretty...
No, it's not, like, it's a fiction movie.
Oh, it's okay, okay, never mind. Okay, whoever's English, you didn't hear that.
She was attacking like crazy, oh my gosh.
But yeah, anyway, you don't have to watch the first one, but the other ones are good. And I was just saying that in the Hunger Games, it's like this, the people are strict for the government.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, control
the whole
people.
Oh, yeah, it's like a totalitarian
mm-hmm,
state.
Exactly.
I compared it to Handmaid's Tale.
And there you go, yeah.
Have you seen Handmaid's Tale, Anna?
What is it in French?
You see?
La Servante Écarlate.
No, I haven't.
I seen something that you haven't. Okay.
I've seen it.
Handmaid's Tale,
it's really good. You need to watch it.
Handmaid's Tale, like, I compared it to that because I felt like it was kind of similar to Handmaid's Tale, except that, like, it's kind of like, Handmaid's Tale is like, let me put it in your eyes. Imagine the Mormons take over the whole world. And you can only do everything what they say.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like a police...
It's
like legit. Because it's to do with religion, that's why.
1984?
No, it's like in
from
the
George Orwell? And
no, it's like...
No, but you know the...
Yeah, I know, I know.
Oh,
yeah. Exactly.
I'm not very cultured, so it's good to feel like, oh, have you read it? Have you seen it? Because I'm not...
I know this
literally.
Book here,
yeah.
You know?
The
this book from a...
Only book. Only book that I know.
George R.R. Martin, you know?
Linguistic determinism.
She studied that, so she she's trying to, you know, keep she's us aware that, like, know. Yeah, like she studies stuff, you know, like we're not just dumb people, like, you know, Kevin knows everything about fashion. If he wants to talk about it, he will, but, like, there are moments where he just won't.
No, I will.
If Kevin's angry at something, he will not talk about that, and you know something's wrong.
It's very special. We can have audits.
Okay. You're on it?
Oh, yeah. I watched on the show last night.
Really?
Yeah.
You did?
I did.
Oh, my goodness.
It was interesting.
But do you like that it's all online?
I like that brands get to be creative.
Did you see the one? Is it Louis Vuitton? The one with the
with the jacket.
With the jacket that looks like the cities. One was New York and one was Paris.
Paris, yeah.
Would you wear that jacket in real life?
No, I wouldn't.
But Kevin, it's fashion. Why not?
I love the print.
What? What are we talking about?
No, it's like, I just realized we're in the podcast again, and I'm just anybody will be able to see
something
the famous
something you can't see,
blue.
But I'm wearing, like,
a gray Zara
sweater.
It's Zara.
No, oh. I bought it. I thrift now. I don't buy in stores anymore.
Kevin stopped fast fashion.
I stopped.
Completely, right?
Completely.
I try, but these jeans are really nice. Thrift
second main vintage. Really?
Yeah.
This one?
€3.
Like, you tell Anna
three.
You tell her she's gonna go to shops now. She's gonna, you know, it's gonna be on her Instagram. She's like, guys,
shopping.
don't buy fast fashion, just thrift shop from now on.
And she's gonna have the Macklemore movie, the Macklemore song, you know.
The thrift shop
song on the video.
You don't know that the Macklemore song.
Wait.
Only got $20
in
my
pocket.
Pocket.
Okay, yeah,
yeah, that one.
Yeah,
yeah.
That one.
It's basically
thrift shop. Yeah,
yeah, it's about thrift shopping.
Yeah.
I love the print. Well, it's just a little
episode. Yeah, just a side comment.
Yeah, just to say. Yeah.
But thing is, like, I did start thrift shopping. Like, you know, here in Paris, it's easy to thrift shop.
It's easy, and there's a
and you find some
good
stuff. Remember that jeans jacket that I bought?
Yeah.
Oh, that jeans jacket. Everyone, like, people in Switzerland, they're like, hey, it's nice, but it's all right, you know. But here in Paris,
but you can see their eyes.
Yeah, they're like,
they want it.
You know, and like people in Paris are like, it's so nice. Like, I'm gonna find the same, and I'm like, you go to thrift shops and you find it.
Yeah.
We want to end fast fashion, but it's so hard to end. Like, I'm still struggling with it.
I went before to buy some stuff when we couldn't. When...
I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
But
once we can.
You're saying that in like a mode like once we can, you know, looking to the future, once we can actually go to the shops and buy stuff,
God.
You know?
No, but I think that's the thing with the pandemic and everything. Like we had to adapt so fast to a completely new life.
Yeah.
And that messes you up. Well, it messed me up because I feel depressed every day and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know why, but I can't change anything about it.
There's nothing you can change.
You can't do anything about it, and that's very frustrating.
Yeah, and it's like we talked about this with you, where like everything is okay, but you feel great
inside
of you. And it's like not only with you guys, my friends from here, but my friends from everywhere. Like they don't feel satisfied with their life, and they are like they have like work. They can have everything in all the domains of your aspects of your life. But you still don't feel satisfied.
It's so true.
Everyone feel like that. And
because it's like life is put on hold, but until when, we don't know. So you can't make any plans.
You can't promise anything.
You can't promise anything.
Because the world can change tomorrow, basically.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of the world changing tomorrow, this week, this upcoming week, well, right now it is the 24th of January. Upcoming week, close your ears if you don't want to hear it, but you already know it.
I know it. So.
Macron is going to put us in another confinement for 3 weeks.
Are not ready for it.
Yeah, this is the third confinement that France is going to go through.
Yeah, this one is
the second one was the worst for me.
Really?
So, yeah. Like I said, the first one was
the worst, but we learned so much about ourselves in the end, which is it felt so good to like actually be going out on May 11th.
Yeah,
it was actually such a good day because I was like, I was like, we deserve this, you know?
But then the second one, actually, I think I was depressed a bit because I actually, all my time was into work and studies and I wouldn't do anything and it was so bad.
I think it was really just like the wrong time. Wrong timing.
Just before the holidays. Like you're not in this Christmas mood.
But the thing is like Switzerland did it worse. They knew in November that it was going to get worse.
Okay.
And they waited and waited and waited until Christmas, like a week for Christmas. They were like, okay, we're going to close all shops.
Oh,
and everyone was, everyone was like, you're doing this now when, you know, you have to like go out and do stuff. So it was a bit of a wild ride. Anyways, so Chris, you know, they just did everything a bit wrong, and people, they just feel like there was like a lack of management in the whole how Switzerland handled everything, which I totally understand. Which I'm like, it's good for France that they did a confinement before Christmas, mm-hmm. so people, they can actually still celebrate Christmas somehow with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same
time, still different.
But it was,
it didn't feel like a normal Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It was not great, right?
Well, it wasn't, because all the traditions that you have, like going to the Christmas market,
yes.
and everything.
Oh, the Christmas market!
You couldn't do anything.
And the Champs-Élysées ones are so good.
I've never been to the ones at Champs-Élysées because I always just
so
leave.
Good.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, la la. I feel like I missed, like, it's just like I missed so much, like.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Ugh, and it annoys me. But then again, I'm like, will there be a 2021 ho? Mm.
So far, not so good. So, but I hope that. All I want is to be able to go on vacation this summer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
right
same.
Now, that's all mm-hmm. I want. If you can give me that,
yeah.
I'll be satisfied.
Yeah.
But what if they say you need to get the
vaccine?
Oh, I get it. I'm like, shoot me already. Like, three dose, five. Like, I give you my arms. I give you everything. Just like, put it
everything.
In me. And I just want to leave. No, but like, We can't do anything, and it's so frustrating.
It annoys me, actually.
Not to be able to do anything normal.
I always said that, sorry.
Oh, no, go.
I always said that I will never take the vaccine,
yeah.
but if I have
I need to
travel, like, come on.
And things like what you guys listeners don't know about Anna.
Hmm?
Anna and traveling. Oh,
it's like
my goodness.
One thing.
It's like another podcast.
It's another podcast. She'll be like, and then I went one day to this place, and then I just made a spontaneous decision to stop at this place. And then, you know, sometimes I just leave the next day and tell my friends, like, on my stories, like, where am I, you know?
Like, sometimes I have to meet her, like, in a week. And then I'm like, I should text her. And she's like, well, you know, I'm in this island in the Pacific, and I stay there for 3 weeks, and then I go there,
and then
I'm
back
like,
in
well,
Paris one day.
Let me know when you come back. And yeah, she come back for like 2 hours. I have a layover, actually. I'm going back to the Barbados. I'm like, Anna.
And the funny thing is, Anna comes back, like, when she's back in Paris for like that one day to 3 days, she's like, I miss Paris so much. Paris is so great. It feels so good to me. Flies off the next day. She's like so spiritual about Paris when she comes back.
Yeah.
She's like, Paris is so nice. I just never discovered Paris as I should. You know?
Like, I've never seen that place before.
Yeah.
And she leaves.
And then she leaves, yeah. I'm like, obviously, Anna lives here since like years. You know, I, the person who moved here, I take her to this one place. She's like, I've never been here, Paris. I'm like, well, obviously, you're never around. Like, she's like discovering the Reunion Islands and all the other islands just like out there. And she's like, ah, oh, you know what, this week, I'm just taking the train to like Belgium. I'm out. Like, I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm like, okay. Like, and then when she's back, she's like, guys, we'll be back. And then either Kevin, he goes home maybe in that week, or like I'm going home, like
yeah.
we kind of miss each other's dates sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Like the
we
times
do.
When Anna's here, we're gone.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And
Kevin goes
not
to the north
that
yeah.
often. We have to plan around her.
No, but that's why we don't really like you think this way, because when I'm here, I don't do anything. You're not here.
I
so.
Swear, like
yeah,
the thing is, like you're like the thing is, like you're gone so often.
Yeah,
like me and Kevin were here basically 24/7. You know, like Kevin's.
Like, I work, so I'm always here. Like,
yeah. I'm here, like, you pick the right season, I'm here, you know, like, so sometimes I'll
yeah.
be in Switzerland, sometimes I'll be here, but, like, mm-hmm. Anna, like, it doesn't matter, season, like, or month or whatever, it's kind of, like, one day to the next, she'll be like, you know what, guys, I'm not feeling anymore, like, I just need to get away, and it just, like, flies off, you know? And after Instagram, she tries to make it fun for everybody, she's like, guys, guess where I am? I'm like, wow, Anna, you seem to have been such a good time being in, like, Madrid, you know?
Well, it's with Anna, not just...
oh, no, she didn't.
On Instagram? It's public.
I'm like, if you guys want to follow them, Kevin's Instagram is French and Skinny. Because he is French and he is quite skinny for whoever he is. Yeah. And Anna, which one of your Instagrams would you like?
Well, there are two. There's a private one and a public one.
The private one is not even private. She's like, guys, I'm traveling, so...
Well, I would try to put the traveling on the public one, which is with and then the little bar.
The underscore?
Okay, that thing. Anna, A, double N, A.
Yeah, or else you just look whoever I follow and you'll see who it is.
Yeah. And I don't really care about, like, followers. I just wish...
She wants to spread a message to you guys.
Yes.
That she travels and you can't.
No.
Just
I
kidding.
Want to, it's a lifestyle, you know. To be a traveling photographer.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is someone who needs a photographer...
You're there.
And who doesn't have children... Mm-hmm. Husband.
Yeah, requirements, don't have a husband, don't be married, because Anna can't use that.
What?
But yeah, she takes really good pictures.
Yeah,
I do, and I love traveling, and I just want to spread my passion for it.
Yeah, she's like the sweet girl, you know, who just is gone the whole time, like 24/7.
Yeah.
But once she's here, but once she's here, the world is fine again. You know, the world is better. There's like cookies and pies everywhere. But
it
like...
happens like twice a year. So
but you know,
like we were lucky May 11th that she wasn't busy on that day.
But you know that when I created the public one, because on my private one, people would say stop posting picture of you traveling.
Really?
Yeah. That's why I created the public one, so that they don't have to follow my travel.
I follow both. I think it's good to see. I enjoy seeing Anna travel.
I'm traveling with her. I'm with Anna,
you know? It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. Like, just going with Anna is true.
It's like, I'm happy when my friends are happy for me, but then when my friends are...
I can understand
why they feel this way.
Yeah, but like still, I'm like, but I'm just like, if they're your friend, they don't care. Like they should support either.
Yeah,
like,
I would be jealous.
Otherwise, everyone will be jealous of everyone.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, she has this, he has that. No.
And jealousy is the first thing we all know that is leading to toxicity. Mm. And that's not even a word. But whatever it is, it's toxic as fuck.
Yeah.
Toxicity. No, it's toxic. So if you have those friends in your life who can't at least be happy for you where you go, cut them out of your life. Take advice from me and my friends. We know how it is to have toxic people in our lives, and we cut them out so fast. So if you're toxic in my life, I'm going to cut you out so fast. I'm getting all worked up.
That's a message here.
I'm like, you know who you are. I'm just kidding. No, but I'm like, take the advice from me and my friends. If you're toxic, no. If you have toxic friends, cut them out.
Yeah.
We know it.
Better off without them.
And you won't have spots on your face anymore.
is that what happens?
It's
like,
actually true.
Really?
Like, when you... It's actually said on like a lot of YouTube videos. But when you take out toxic friends...
Mm-hmm. You lose the spots in your face?
You lose like spots. You lose weight. You feel better.
You start cleaning up my Instagram.
Yeah.
I did recently unfollow like around like 30 plus people on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Just because
I realized
I realized like I didn't need these like...
There's some people you don't need in your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also
you keep them and you're like, why?
Also, you guys are on my private Instagram too, where you see like all my stories that I have, like all the chicken nugget penis stories
authentic.
That I have.
Authentic. We need that on Instagram.
And things like people are too scared to make authentic Instagram stories.
Yeah.
And I'm a victim about that too. I'm too scared to make like actual stories on my actual public Instagram.
Yeah.
So I do my private ones. Like
posts?
It's like everyone's on my private ones. Like they are the ones who I'm going to invite to my wedding one day, you know? Like that's what I think of. I'm like, who would you invite to your wedding that you'd actually want to pay for?
Mm.
You know? So that's why I only have those amount of people. Like it's around 40 something people.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, it's getting less and less by the day. Like I'm not
it's
afraid.
It's like Koh-Lanta.
At
the end of the day, we only do one.
Also, I'm not afraid about taking people out. Like I've taken people out more and more by the day, because I'm like, if I'm not talking to you, you're not talking to me. I don't think there's a purpose of you being in my inner circle.
Completely agree.
And also it does, like, it is true, it does reduce the inner stress feeling.
Yes,
you know, and I guess stress does cause, like, you know, it's like stuff in your face and eating too much. The eating too much thing, that's not because of my bad friends, it's just because of myself.
Yeah,
like recently I've had a real passion for food, you know, recently, like
same. I would have.
You see my like, Uber Eats back there?
I would eat a lot of bad things, I think.
Like are you more of a snacker or like.
Snackers, yeah. I ate like the last 3 days.
Yeah.
5 packet chips.
Honestly?
Okay, wow. I used to
four,
be.
Four.
Wow. No.
We have like different. Yeah. When it comes to snacks, we all eat kind of different things.
I'm a sweet guy.
I think I
go to candy.
I think I'm more with Anna about the like the salt.
Oh, me, I go
like
to-
I have. Look, I mean.
Yeah, it's
I have like salty. Doritos and everything over there packed, loaded.
It's gonna be candy. It's gonna be chocolate. It's gonna be Nutella.
Ah.
Comfort food.
Nutella is not comforting at all.
Oh, it is.
And Kevin, I know you left it Nutella in my apartment on purpose. Like
I wanted to give you a gift.
That was no gift.
A gift of love.
Well, love really speaks in many different ways, doesn't it? You know.
Well, Crips are love.
Yeah.
You.
Doritos, especially. I have a really big thing for Doritos.
Same.
Like
but like the not those me I like
you don't
the,
like the salt the
no I like the oh what's
barbecue.
The name of those no
these are the nacho cheese ones
and me I like the sweet chili pepper
oh
those
oh,
wait,
yeah
wait.
Yeah
oh actually those ones are no
so
those
good.
Ones hit different
with
they
the
hit.
Salsa
no okay I don't need
salsa.
Salsa I don't need salsa
what?
Ken why are you so extra.
With the Nutella? No, just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
It's like what you when you're pregnancy, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you're pregnant, you probably have like
I
nachos
do.
With like
I would
like Nutella you would dip hard.
Yeah, I would.
I would dip not
it's
hard at all.
Thing,
Well, Nutella with Britzen.
Oh.
It's
Wait.
Amazing. It's a combo that I
yeah.
learned 3 years ago and it's amazing.
Apples
you
with cheese.
Cheese.
Apples with cheese?
Apples with cheese.
Well, you don't.
Do you like
you
it?
Don't like
I don't
cheese?
Like cheese. Me.
Well,
I don't like any cheese.
French
oh no!
Like
I'm
like
sorry,
cheese.
Not apples. I mean peanut butter with cheese. Sorry.
Oh okay. Well, I don't like cheese, so
it doesn't change anything.
Doesn't change anything.
Peanut butter with cheese.
Do you like it?
Vraiment?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what kind of cheese? Any cheese?
No, it can't be any, it can't be the French camembert or like
yeah.
it can't be
like
that.
A Gouda
like
or something.
No, it means to be more Swiss cheese, hard cheese,
oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Hard cheese, and then you put like Nutella. Not Nutella. You put,
oh, she's
no, no, you put the good old peanut butter on it, and then you
but
eat it.
Peanut butter with apple. Yeah.
Creamy
peanut
or
butter
crunchy?
Apple.
Yeah.
I am crunchy all
I'm
the way.
I'm crunchy all
You're
the
crunchy?
Way.
What's with you, Aunt? Do you eat peanut butter?
Yeah, I do eat peanut butter, but since my American friend who didn't want to give me some, I'm not very a fan of it. Like,
what?
I like peanut
what?
Butter.
Wait, what?
There's always drama with those stories. Like, it can't be just, I don't like it. It's like, there's someone who did that because of that, and then...
Wait. Well, it's like an American friend. She was all...
Did her name start with an N?
No, but
okay.
Well, it's not really a friend. It's
yeah.
like on the mission.
Just somebody you know.
Like colleague. You
yeah.
know? And so she received a package of peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And I like peanut butter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, can I have a little bit? And she went like, no.
What?
And I was like, okay. Well, I laughed at first, I remember.
Was it like a big one?
Yeah, I laughed at first, and then she's like, no, I don't really have a lot of these. And we can find these in France, so...
Yes, you can find them in France.
Well...
I have, like 4 jars of these in my... 4 jars of peanut butter. I mean, if you want one, you can have one. It's just that they're just all creamy. I'm not... I have, like, four big peanut butter jars in my apartment. Fun fact about me. If you want one, you can have one. They're just all creamy.
Well, here's an example of a charitable friend, but...
If you want one, you can take one home because I don't honestly. What am I doing at four? Well, actually, I have 4-5 jars of peanut butter. Yeah, I love peanut butter. For God's sake. If you want, you can have one. Just tell me afterwards.
Thank you.
I'll share with you. Maybe you love peanut butter afterwards, then again.
I like peanut butter, but it's just like, you know, if you just want to keep it, just keep it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like that American friends. But
oh,
anyway.
Yeah. That's rude.
It is.
Yeah, but she was not a friend. She was a colleague that
yeah.
I had to work with, so.
I like how you call it even work with. It's kind of like, we just keep it business. We're not even friends. Like, we just
yeah.
keep it business between
yeah.
us. But, like, if you have that kind of toxic friends in your life.
Get rid of them.
Yeah, cut them out.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Your life will
we
feel
have
so
the time
good.
For it.
You're,
especially
right?
with everything we're going on.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like first of all, first of all, we don't have no time.
No.
Even though, like, time is, like, it's kind of a lie. because it's like
these days it ends at 6.
Like, yeah, for us in Paris it ends at 6 for sure. But so, yeah. Wait, let me calculate quickly. Because we have 168 hours a week in a week.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hours if you think about it. Yeah, if you minus the hours you have to sleep. Okay, Kevin, you for example, you work, so it takes a lot of hours away too.
Yeah.
So like, but then during work you don't do, right now you don't really do shit either.
No, because like there's no one.
So. There's no customers.
Browsing the internet.
No. looking for inspiration. Pinterest maybe.
Looking for life. You know.
Are you busy on Pinterest?
Yeah, always.
I always get like new notifications on Pinterest that like, like Kevin added this many pictures to his folder.
I pin every day. Like I pin like I breathe. You know, just. But I wake up, I pin.
Like I like Pinterest, but I just can't. I can't. Oh.
It's like, a habit. It's like breathing. It's second nature.
Wow.
I just do it.
Do you like Pinterest too?
I went when in 2013.
Okay.
Oh. Wow.
Wow. Just 8 years ago, you know?
I mean, that's really called outdated. Wow.
Well, around these years, yeah. I don't really know.
Kevin's like this morning when I woke up, you know?
I'm like, I don't think I pinned anything today.
But anyways, guys, think about it. We have 168 hours a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You minus all the hours you sleep.
The hours you work.
And then the hours Kevin works. Yeah. And then, like, it's kind of like you have so many hours in between. Mm-hmm. Like, you still have hours left. So those are the hours you technically have time to do stuff. I spend those hours watching TV shows, which is really not productive. I could be doing more, I know.
Yeah.
But in the same time, do I want to do more? That's a question, you know? But in those hours, like, technically, I have so much time to do so many other things, you know? Like, making new friends. No, that's a lie.
Do we want new friends?
Honestly, I don't. Honestly, I don't want new friends.
We're too old to have new friends.
I feel like we're too
Me
old
too.
To have, yeah. Like, honestly, it takes so much energy.
I'm going to have new acquaintances, but new friends.
Yeah. To come to the point that we are now. Yeah. Like,
I think I stopped when I moved to Paris to have new friends.
Yeah.
If I have new friends, it must be then, like, if I go to work.
A
and
different
then,
place.
Yeah, if I work somewhere and then I make new.
Yeah.
You make the friends for the when you meet them, but then after, like, leaving the work, for example, are you going
it's kind of like school. It's kind of like in school. Like, are you legit going to, like, friends to everybody you've been in school with?
Yeah, no.
You know, like, there's probably, like, some people that I'm, like, oh, I'm still in contact with, you know, for a good amount, and I like them. Or even, like, from church. From, like,
you can count them on your fingers.
And, like, from my ex-church experiences, like, I have, like, in Switzerland, I have, like, one actual good friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't judge me based on nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even if I left her, it's like, she doesn't judge. And that's the thing. I'm like, that's why I have her for who she is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't judge her based on how she lives either. Because I don't, like, I'm like, I know it and I don't really care. If she's happy, she's happy. But, like, I'm like, based on church, I'm like, that's the only friend in Switzerland that I would have.
Mm-hmm.
When there's, like, so many other people as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're like, honestly, I grew up with so many people, but honestly, they're all fake, first of all. Like, I don't know, they don't have their own opinions, most of them. No, there's two people that I think is nice. I do. Someone just came to my mind. But, like, well, I kind of forgot.
Sorry, person.
I have to think of the families, you know? You have to think of the families, and you're like, oh, wait, that person still counts, you know? But, like, or I'm like, everyone else, I don't know, fake, or, like, you know, you just don't really vibe. And honestly, if you're struggling to find friends, you don't have to vibe with everybody. Life lesson. You don't have to vibe with everybody.
You don't. And me, I'm a Capricorn, so
in you really my are essence, a Capricorn.
Yeah, we are. In our essence,
I'm a Virgo.
I know. Oh wait.
You said
we are.
Yeah, because we are. I'm like,
no, we're not. No, I am. Like, no, but like, you are. I'm very compatible with Virgos.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
And with Libra, too.
Yeah.
Libra, you know that it says everywhere that Libra should be with Capricorn?
Really?
Like, couple-wise.
Really?
So keeping, not just kidding. I have a boyfriend, by the way. My breakup is over. I'm not just kidding.
No, but like, I'm a Capricorn, and me, like, I just don't need friends. Well, I don't need many friends.
Like,
and some people do need many friends.
Some people,
they need
wow.
to be friends with everybody
wow.
they meet. And
that's
I'm
so
like,
true.
What's the point?
Like, well, like me, I love being friends with everybody.
Yeah, but
I
like
meet.
On an intimate level with everybody.
Like
no, it's
like,
super
you
rare.
Have to have like people around, but like not
the
deep
ones you
want to
know.
No.
Yeah,
deep connection.
Like it's only some.
And
people.
I'm like, I can have like people like I can count on my hand and that's it. Mm-hmm. And I'm fine with it.
Yeah,
but some people count and I don't get it.
I used to have this thing where it's like I want to be friends with so many people, you know? Mm-hmm. And like that also kind of speaks about my character. I like to be open. I like to talk about everything, you know? And I really love to be friends with everybody. But I realize with the time, it's so much effort.
Oh, it is.
I don't
and
like to make the effort.
So weird too.
And there's people so weird. And like from one day to the next, they're just a bit like, or I guess they're just a bit selfish. And like, I can be selfish too, you know? Like, and the thing is, it's like, it's also like a Virgo thing, like where it's like we like to like I don't know, we just like to talk like just kind of to focus, just kind of goes back to like whatever the hell we're talking about, you know. Kevin can be talking about his day, and I'm like, so I cleaned my apartment today.
I'm like, well,
you're great, like great. Can we go back to, you know? But like in the same time, I learned, like, I'm done making friends.
Yeah.
I don't need more.
It's just that you cannot go deeper with the actual friends, I feel like. Mm-hmm. For me personally, mm-hmm. my friends that I had like 5 years ago, or like not even like long time ago, but it's like the deep level is not
it's
gonna
not
be the same.
Yeah. And you've been through
I grew
so
up.
Much
voilà.
With them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they are, there's a history that the new people won't get.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, what's the point? Mm-hmm. Like, you're never gonna be
able to know me the way that they know me.
Exactly. It's because the thing is, it's like with you guys now, you know, like you guys are like in my, like, and you guys are already in my book, like it's already set in stone.
We know you in our book too, so
I'm like, great. Anyways, fun. I'm like, it's too emotional for me right now.
I'm like
Kevin,
stop.
I'm
saying it, but I'm like, oh, well,
like,
it's
very uncomfortable,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I hate showing emotions, but like if I show emotions to somebody that I actually care, like, love, like, I mean, like, love, like, I must, like, want to have sex with you, love, like, that, but, like, you guys are great.
No, just
but, you guys are great. Not really.
Yeah.
But anyways, but, like, to me, it's, like, I kind of forgot my point.
It was about
saying, like,
friends.
Yeah, we are friends.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, it's kind of, like, there are people that I know longer than you guys.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I may act different with them because we have a different history. Because it's like, because you have your, like, it's kind of like.
You have your vibes with everybody.
Yeah, it's like
the
different vibes. And if I mix everybody together, I would go crazy because I just can't. Like, it's like that picture on Instagram where they have, like, this soup and, like, with chocolate inside and all these wrong things. It's like, because that's how it feels like when you mix your whole friend group together, you know? You can't, like,
it's
like, I hate it. I can't mix them together. But the thing is, in the same time, it's kind of like, even if I know some people longer, I will trust to tell you guys more things that I know that, you know, like, it's. It depends how good I vibe with the people. And also, it depends on the trust level as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's like the judgment level as well.
Oh, yeah.
Will I be judged based on what I say, and will I not be judged, you know?
Yeah, people, they change, I feel like.
People change, and people, like, even people who I, like, legit considered, oh, she's my best friend.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, no.
The best friend thing is not a good thing to do.
The thing is, it's like, I have one person where I'm like, I trust her with my
life,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But she's, like, also my, like, technically my oldest friend in terms of, like, the closeness, you know? Like, I trust her with my life. If something's not right, she will know. Like, she doesn't, like, she can wake up and she'll feel, like, she'll feel in her lungs, like, something's not right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll feel it, too. But things like, that's the only one person that I actually have the connection with, you know?
Yeah.
But even next to her, I have so many other people that I consider as best friends, but I can't say, I don't like saying, oh, you're my best friend, and then after keeping it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when you say best friend, it kind of, the term kind of goes lost.
Oh,
yes.
It does. I don't think it means that much anymore.
Like, it means to me. Like, if I tell somebody you're my best friend,
it
will mean a lot to me
if
I'm saying that to the person,
mm-hmm.
and then I actually mean it. Like you're the person that I trust the most when it comes to this. Like, that's how I feel. But the thing is, I don't just throw it around and just, you know, because, like, back when you're a kid,
everybody's your best friend.
Everybody's your best friend.
Yeah.
Like, legit. But the thing is, it's like the word best friend kind of gets lost in between.
Yeah, and there's so much work to do when you say you're my best friend. And
it puts a standard.
The implication. Because
it's kind of like, okay, since we're best friends, we have to do this.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. It means exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if you can keep up a friendship, you don't have to talk every single day.
Yeah.
You can, like, live your life normal.
For me, like, best friends are the people who I don't need to be there.
Exactly.
You know?
That's how you know. Like, you can't you can't go a year without talking and you see her and it's going to be the
same
as it was
exactly.
when you left.
Exactly.
And, you know.
And that's what I have with this one friend, because it's like, we, like, we just went
just
apart.
Pick up when, where you
but
when
we meet, it's like nothing ever happened again.
I love those friendships because it's no pressure at all.
I do have like people like they try really hard to keep in contact with me every single day, and I'm like, trust
it's exhausting.
It's really exhausting.
Yes.
It's really exhausting. And the thing is, like, I'm trying to be the my goal this year was trying to be a better friend, you know, a bit more emotion in it. It's like if Anna wants to hug me, she can hug me, and I'll probably hug her back. Okay, don't get too excited.
I give her two arms and not just one.
Anna hugged Kevin before, just out of nowhere, and Kevin just like gave her this one shoulder arm, just like.
I always had the one shoulder.
Kevin hugged me before.
Oh yes. I remember.
I think I had you.
And it was surprising. Like you could tell Kevin was going through something.
When I hug you, you know.
Kevin was going through something for sure.
Something is going bad.
Because like out of nowhere, he just hugged me, and I was like, wow.
What's going on?
It felt weird that day when you hugged me.
I bet it did.
I was like, Anna went home.
I'm not used to it.
Anna went home walking like that.
What happened, Mom? He hugged me.
Like,
what?
I'm like, something's not right. Like,
to him,
like,
just like the one,
just the one shoulder thing, you know.
But then that day, I was like, okay, you got this.
And I was like,
and then she was like, oh, it's too much. I'm like, well, now you know how I feel.
I'm like, from us three, all like Anna's the one. She'll give the most emotions. Oh,
yeah. I think it's exhausting to us because we are not like that. But we
take
it,
and we appreciate it, and we love it. Like we love it inside, but
I do.
As much as I hate to admit it now,
I
you
really
know,
do.
like Anna, like she'll say the nicest stuff out of nowhere, and I'm just, like I'm ready to run away, you know. Like we were last time we all three were together. We were at like, no, that was on May 11th. May 11th,
yeah.
Anna, she felt the spirit. We were at Concorde. And Anna was expressing how thankful she was and how lovely we are, everything like that. And I was there looking at Kevin.
Look at each other and be like, what should we say now?
Like, Anna, just stop, you know? And Anna's like, I love you guys so much. It's the best day on earth. I would never want to spend with everyone else. And I was just like, wow. Like, I'm like,
and I'm like, I like your shoes.
I'm like, your hair looks nice today, Anna.
The thing you should know about it is that I don't need the words back because I know.
You know.
Like,
you know.
And I love when there is no the back because otherwise it would get just
it's just
weird.
Too fake, you know?
Yeah, and that's why I just love more you
and
than other
the thing
people.
Is, like, the thing is, like when she realized we feel comfortable, she does it even more.
Yeah, she doesn't
like,
stop at that.
Yeah,
like,
it's so
problem.
Good.
Like, it gets stronger, you know? She's kind of like, I love it so much, you guys are not showing me anything. I'm going to show you even more now. And then Kevin's just there, standing there, like, great.
Like, can I die now? Like,
and it's like, hugging both of us, you know? And, like, she shares the love so much. I'm like, sometimes I wish I could share it. Just, like, you know, sometimes I wish I could just, like, do it back, you know?
But it's okay, I feel it, I know.
Because like I'm like if I force myself to do it back, she will know it's fake.
Yeah.
You know, if I just hug Anna, she'll be like, something's wrong. You know? Or if I'm just like, hey, I love you.
Nah. You want.
Like something's really wrong. Or if I'm sending hearts out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't like it's yeah, you're thankful. Like thankful that I send you sometimes a kiss emoji.
Yeah.
Like that is already hard for me. Like sending a kiss no.
But
it's a challenge.
I love those people because I don't know, it's like it's you feel things, you know, and I feel a lot of things, and
I can see
I can tell you feel a lot of things.
She even starts crying. We were having a good moment like May 11th. I think at one point she kind of got tears. I mean, Kevin were just there like what should we do? like should we give her a tissue? Like should we just say hello? Like should we just ask her? Like she'll get emotional. We're just there like we're like I want to comfort you as much as I can, but I'm just like a rock sitting there like
well I feel things, and so when even if you don't say things back, but I still
but you
it.
Know you
yeah,
know
yeah.
Like I'm like the fact that we're spending time with you is like our way of showing you
for
like,
me this is quality time
because we're very picky with who we spend
we
time
are.
With
oh yeah
I think,
I love
I think,
those people
I think Kevin's more picky like oh
me I'm like
you are
Kevin's
picky
tired.
Too.
Okay, I am picky too.
You
no,
picky.
You are. Yeah.
Okay.
She's like,
I was like, I'm not the problem here. I think it's Kevin.
Kevin,
but
you.
Yeah. We have a problem today. Like, we've been
we've been through a lot of stuff. It's just like, I think people have just misused our trusts in many different ways. Yeah. That's why we're just very picky, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, if I invite you to my apartment, there must be a sign that I actually like you.
Yeah.
But it's the best. For me, like, those people are the best.
Yeah.
Because it's like authentic, sincere, and it's just
like, I don't want to bullshit the way, you know? And even if I tell you something, the really good thing is, like, you guys won't take it in a wrong way. Like, the way I say it, you guys will not start crying, and then, like, and, like, you guys just be like, okay, explain. Like explain again, because, like, it was bad, you know? But, like, like, I like the people who are just understand my complicated language. And, like, know that I don't mean it in a mean way. Like, when you want to say something to somebody, you don't mean it in any way as in, like, being mean or any way of, like, I'm doing this because I hate this about you, you know? Like, I'm telling you because that's what I think.
Yeah.
And that's point. Anyways, I think we have to end this, actually. Yeah, we've been almost going over an hour, I think, or even... Yeah.
Really? I'm mentally exhausted.
And it is, also, it is 5:58, so we do need to get you guys again.
Oh,
but it's okay. They're not too picky to check. Trust me. It's still... You can still make an accession on your phone and say that you're just visiting family. You're just basically going home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Trust me. They won't be too... Like, I've been out past 6. Like, I took an Uber and stuff like that. I know.
Dangerous girl.
I know. I'm like, yeah. I've been out. I've seen the streets after nights, you know? Yeah, like... I've seen stuff, but... Yeah, it was so lovely to have you guys as my guests. Do you guys want to come? Do you guys want to come back one day?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Now that Anna knows, she's like,
she's like, I'm coming back every week. Yeah. I want my time. I want my
the Anna segment. Yeah, you know,
no. The Anna
travel with Anna. Anna.
So these people are gonna go to the Canary Islands.
I mean, because I know.
No, it doesn't do what I want to do.
Wait,
it's like
let's try to make a cheer sound. But I think you need to hold it underneath, so like, so that Anna hold it underneath.
Oh, okay.
So like the actually the glass can sound.
Ooh.
Exactly. But yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being my guest. Thank you for being the loyal people here.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you guys can come back. I hope there's, you know, maybe after confinement.
Oh my gosh. My heart. Thank you, you guys, listeners.
Yeah, thank you for, like, staying with us so long, honestly. Yeah, like, we really enjoyed this.
If you made this far, I will send you a Kinder Bueno.
She will eat half of it and send you the rest.
I know,
what
right?
She's going to do.
Exactly. Anna arrived here with, like, she's like, I'm bringing snacks. All the snacks she brought were, like, half-open packs of something, you know?
Like, are we trash?
she's like, it's my only stuff, and I don't know what, but, like, it's, like, half-opened, you know? While Kevin, brand new, you know? A brand new baguette and stuff like that. Anna's like, oh, yeah, I found popcorn somewhere under my bed. Eat it, if you like. Anyways, we are so thankful that you guys listened. We will be back if you guys want us back, but I feel like today was so, like, you guys had so much fun, just as much as we did. You can admit it. I know it. Yeah, so let's end this, right? We have to get you guys home, sadly.
Let's go home. Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not even a joke, like, legit.
It's not even a joke.
Anyways, I'm so thankful that you guys were here. I'm so thankful that you guys were here. I'm like, listeners and you guys. And yeah. If you guys have anything you guys want us specifically to talk about, text me or text Anna or text Kevin if you want. But I'm like, one of us will answer for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah. Thank you guys, and I hope you guys have a lovely week. I don't know when I'm uploading this. So have a lovely day. If you may be laying on your floor, if you may be laying on your bed, if you may be walking, you could be in your train, you could be in your car. I don't know where you are. But anyways, have a nice day and enjoy. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.